Poison Water premieres on PBS tonight, and I had a chance to catch up with Kelly Thompson, one of the producers of the documentary, and she said working on this film was like none other.
It's been a real honor to have the opportunity to tell this story and to get the trust of a lot of folks in Flint to tell their story. And you know, our real goal was to do it justice. And unfortunately, there, you know, because we're constricted to a 52-minute film, there are some things we had to leave out. Our focus was really was the science behind what happened. And inevitably, we also touched on the politics.
You had a screening in Flint last week, and it will actually make its national debut tonight. Tell me how you think that will be received.
So I think people around the country will learn quite a bit about what happened in terms of the science of water chemistry, of pipe corrosion, of how the lead actually got into the system. They'll learn about the science of lead in the body, and they'll learn quite a bit about the involvement of scientific agencies and their role in the story. A lot of people have focused and a lot of attention has been on the political, the governmental agencies and the political agencies behind this. Where what we also uncover in this story is the role of some of the scientific agencies and how they and their inaction helped push this crisis forward.
Perhaps somebody will be watching this in Indiana or Wyoming and think, you know what, I want to check my water now.
I think that's something we hope people will do and will take away from watching this film. There are millions of lead pipe in our water system across America. We have a aging national infrastructure, and it's a real problem. There have some reports call for, you know, that it will take over $1 trillion to actually rectify the problem. And no system is immune to lead contamination. Everyone across the country should be aware that there is a potential for exposure.
And what about the health effects of this?
We look specifically at how lead can impact the brain and brain development in the film. Lead can cause harm wherever it ends up in the body, and more is being done to understand, you know, how lead can cause problems via water. The main source for lead poisoning are actually lead in paint and lead in ground soil, but water can also cause blood lead levels to rise.
And the bottom line is, I mean, everyone needs water to survive.
I think that's one of the main points of this, is that we need to take a hard look at our water infrastructure. And water, you know, is crucial to everyone across the country, and it's crucial to surviving. So what can we do to address this problem? And that's one of the things we ask at the end of the film.
So you've worked on many films in your career. How did this one stand out to you?
So this film was a true challenge, mostly because the crisis is still happening. I mean, it's a new chapter. Experts are saying that the water is now safe to drink with a filter. But there's still trauma. There's still grief. There's still a lot of work to do to get the pipes out of the system, to regain the trust of the residents. So we were entering into the story while it's still very present for a lot of the people we were talking to. It was really on the ground. This is really now.
So the movie premieres tonight. How long did you guys work on this?
We were at it for 8-9 months, and we're proud of what we made.
Do you think there'll be a follow-up?
I don't think Nova will do a follow-up. I know that they're doing a number of small digital pieces on their website, so I'd encourage people to go to their website for resources about how to sample your water and for, you know, extras on Leanne Walters and Mark Edwards and some of the other science in the film that we couldn't go as in-depth as we'd like to.
That's producer Kelly Thompson of the documentary Poison Water, which premieres tonight on PBS at 9 o'clock. For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.